Chapter 7. Mr. Alfred, her old playfellow too, you remember, Mr. Cracks, apostrophe said Snitchy, with a disconcerted laugh, knew her almost from a baby. ... which makes it the more probable that she may be tired of his idea, ... calmly pursued the client, and not indisposed to exchange it for the newer one of another lover, who presents himself or is presented by his horse, under romantic circumstances, has the not unfavorable reputation with a country girl of having lived thoughtlessly and gaily, without doing much harm to anybody, and who, for his youth and figure, and so forth. This may seem foppish again, but upon my soul I don't mean it in that light, might perhaps pass muster in a crowd with Mr. Alfred himself. ... There was no gainsaying the last clause, certainly, and Mr. Snitchy, glancing at him, thought so. There was something naturally graceful and pleasant in the very carelessness of his air. It seemed to suggest, of his comely face and well-knit figure, that they might be greatly better if he chose, and that, once roused and made earnest, but he never had been earnest yet, he could be full of fire and purpose. A dangerous sort of libertine, ... thought the shrewd lawyer, to seem to catch the spark he wants, from a young lady's eyes. ... Now, observe, Snitchy, ... he continued, rising and taking him by the button, and Cracks, ... taking him by the button also, and placing one partner on either side of him, so that neither might evade him. I don't ask you for any advice. You are right to keep quite aloof from all parties in such a matter, which is not one in which grave men like you could interfere, on any side. I am briefly going to review in half a dozen words my position and intention, and then I shall leave it to you to do the best for me in money matters that you can. Seeing that, if I run away with the doctor's beautiful daughter, as I hope to do, and to become another man under her bright influence, it will be, for the moment, more chargeable than running away alone. But I shall soon make all that up in an altered life. ... I think it will be better not to hear this, Mr. Cracks. ... said Snitchy, looking at him across the client. I think not, ... said Cracks. Both listened attentively. Well, you needn't hear it, ... replied their client. I'll mention it, however. I don't mean to ask the doctor's consent, because he wouldn't give it me. But I mean to do the doctor no wrong or harm, because, besides there being nothing serious in such trifles, as he says, I hope to rescue his child, my Marion, from what I see I know she dreads, and contemplates with misery. That is, the return of this old lover. If anything in the world is true, it is true that she dreads his return. Nobody is injured so far. I am so harried and worried here just now, that I lead the life of a flying fish. I skulk about in the dark, I am shut out of my own house, and warned off my own grounds. But, that house, and those grounds, and many an acre besides, will come back to me one day, as you know and say, and Marion will probably be richer on your showing, who are never sanguine 10 years hence as my wife, than as the wife of Alfred Heathfield, whose return she dreads. Remember that, and in whom, or in any man, my passion is not surpassed. Who is injured yet? It is a fair case throughout. My right is as good as his, if she decide in my favor, and I will try my right by her alone. You will like to know no more after this, and I will tell you no more. Now you know my purpose, and wants. When must I leave here? ... in a week, ... said Snitchy. ... Mr. Cracks? In something less, I should say, responded Cracks. In a month, said the client, after attentively watching the two faces. This day month. Today is Thursday. Succeed or fail, on this day month I go. ... It's too long a delay, ... said Snitchy, much too long. But let it be so. I thought he'd have stipulated for three, apostrophe he murmured to himself. Are you going? Good night, sir. Apostrophe, good night. Apostrophe, apostrophe, returned the client, shaking hands with the firm. You'll live to see me making a good use of riches yet. Henceforth the star of my destiny is Marion. Apostrophe, apostrophe, take care of the stairs, sir, apostrophe, replied Snitchy, for she don't shine there. Good night. Apostrophe, good night. Apostrophe, apostrophe, so they both stood at the stairhead with a pair of office candles, watching him down. When he had gone away, they stood looking at each other. What do you think of all this, Mr. Craggs? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Snitchy. Mr. Craggs shook his head. It was our opinion, on the day when that release was executed, that there was something curious in the parting of that pair. I recollect, apostrophe, said Snitchy. It was, apostrophe, said Mr. Craggs. Perhaps he deceives himself altogether, apostrophe, pursued Mr. Snitchy, locking up the fireproof box, and putting it away. Or, if he don't, a little bit of fickleness and perfidy is not a miracle, Mr. Craggs. And yet I thought that pretty face was very true. I thought, apostrophe, said Mr. Snitchy, putting on his great coat, for the weather was very cold, drawing on his gloves, and snuffing out one candle, that I had even seen her character becoming stronger, and more resolved of late. More like her sister's. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mrs. Craggs was of the same opinion, apostrophe, returned Craggs. I'd really give a trifle tonight, apostrophe, observed Mr. Snitchy, who was a good-natured man, if I could believe that Mr. Warden was reckoning without his host. But, light-headed, capricious, and unballasted as he is, he knows something of the world, and its people he ought to, for he has bought what he does know, dear enough, and I can't quite think that. We had better not interfere. We can do nothing, Mr. Craggs, but keep quiet. Apostrophe, nothing, apostrophe, returned Craggs. Our friend the doctor makes light of such things, apostrophe, said Mr. Snitchy, shaking his head. I hope he mayn't stand in need of his philosophy. Our friend Alfred talks of the battle of life, apostrophe, he shook his head again. I hope he mayn't be cut down early in the day. Have you got your hat, Mr. Craggs? I am going to put the other candle out. Apostrophe, Mr. Craggs replying in the affirmative, Mr. Snitchy suited the action to the word, and they groped their way out of the council chamber, now dark as the subject, or the law in general. My story passes to a quiet little study, where, on that same night, the sisters and the hale old doctor sat by a cheerful fireside. Grace was working at her needle. Marion read aloud from a book before her. The doctor, in his dressing gown and slippers, with his feet spread out upon the warm rug, leaned back in his easy chair, and listened to the book, and looked upon his daughters. They were very beautiful to look upon. Two better faces for a fireside, never made a fireside bright and sacred. Something of the difference between them had been softened down in 3 years' time, and enthroned upon the clear brow of the younger sister, looking through her eyes, and thrilling in her voice, was the same earnest nature that her own motherless youth had ripened in the elder sister long ago. But she still appeared at once the lovelier and weaker of the two, still seemed to rest her head upon her sister's breast, and put her trust in her, and look into her eyes for counsel and reliance. Those loving eyes, so calm, serene, and cheerful, as of old. And being in her own home, apostrophe read Marion, from the book, her home made exquisitely dear by these remembrances, she now began to know that the great trial of her heart must soon come on, and could not be delayed. O home, our comforter and friend when others fall away, to part with whom, at any step between the cradle and the grave, apostrophe, Marion, my love. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Grace. Why, puss? Apostrophe, apostrophe, exclaimed her father, what's the matter? Apostrophe, she put her hand upon the hand her sister stretched towards her, and read on, her voice still faltering and trembling, though she made an effort to command it when thus interrupted. To part with whom, at any step between the cradle and the grave, is always sorrowful. O home, so true to us, so often slighted in return, be lenient to them that turn away from thee, and do not haunt their erring footsteps too reproachfully. Let no kind looks, no well-remembered smiles, be seen upon thy phantom face. Let no ray of affection, welcome, gentleness, forbearance, cordiality, shine from thy white head. Let no old loving word, or tone, rise up in judgment against thy deserter. But if thou canst look harshly and severely, do, in mercy to the penitent. Apostrophe, dear Marian, read no more tonight, apostrophe said Grace, for she was weeping. I cannot, apostrophe she replied, and closed the book. The words seem all on fire. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the doctor was amused at this, and laughed as he patted her on the head. What? Overcome by a storybook? Apostrophe said Dr. Jeddler. Print and paper. Well, well, it's all one. It's as rational to make a serious matter of print and paper as of anything else. But, dry your eyes, love, dry your eyes. I dare say the heroine has got home again long ago, and made it up all round, and if she hasn't, a real home is only four walls, and a fictitious one, mere rags and ink. What's the matter now? Apostrophe, it's only me, mister, apostrophe said Clemency, putting in her head at the door. And what's the matter with you? Apostrophe, apostrophe said the doctor. Oh, bless you, nothing ain't the matter with me, apostrophe returned Clemency, and truly to judge from her well-soaped face, in which there gleamed as usual the very soul of good humor, which, ungainly as she was, made her quite engaging. Abrasions on the elbows are not generally understood, it is true, to range within that class of personal charms called beauty spots. But, it is better, going through the world, to have the arms chafed in that narrow passage, than the temper. And Clemency's was sound, and whole as any beauty's in the land. Nothing ain't the matter with me, apostrophe said Clemency, entering, but come a little closer, mister. Apostrophe, the doctor, in some astonishment, complied with this invitation. You said I wasn't to give you one before them, you know, apostrophe said Clemency. A novice in the family might have supposed, from her extraordinary ogling as she said it, as well as from a singular rapture or ecstasy which pervaded her elbows, as if she were embracing herself, that one, apostrophe in its most favorable interpretation, meant a chaste salute. Indeed the doctor himself seemed alarmed, for the moment, but quickly regained his composure, as Clemency, having had recourse to both her pockets beginning with the right one, going away to the wrong one, and afterwards coming back to the right one again produced a letter from the post office. Britain was riding by on a errand, apostrophe she chuckled, handing it to the doctor, and see the mail come in, and waited for it. There's A.H. in the corner. Mr. Alfred's on his journey home, I bet. We shall have a wedding in the house. There was two spoons in my saucer this morning. Oh look, how slow he opens it. Apostrophe, all this she delivered, by way of soliloquy, gradually rising higher and higher on tiptoe, in her impatience to hear the news, and making a corkscrew of her apron, and a bottle of her mouth. At last, arriving at a climax of suspense, and seeing the doctor still engaged in the perusal of the letter, she came down flat upon the soles of her feet again, and cast her apron, as a veil, over her head, in a mute despair, and inability to bear it any longer. Here, girls, apostrophe cried the doctor, I can't help it. I never could keep a secret in my life. There are not many secrets, indeed, worth being kept in such a well. Never mind that. Alfred's coming home, my dears, directly. Apostrophe, directly. Apostrophe, apostrophe, exclaimed Marion. What? The storybook is soon forgotten. Apostrophe, said the doctor, pinching her cheek. I thought the news would dry those tears. Yes. Let it be a surprise, he says, here. But I can't let it be a surprise. He must have a welcome. Apostrophe, directly. Apostrophe, apostrophe, repeated Marion. Why, perhaps not what your impatience calls directly, apostrophe, returned the doctor, but pretty soon too. Let us see. Let us see. Today is Thursday, is it not? Then he promises to be here this day month. Apostrophe, this day month. Apostrophe, apostrophe, repeated Marion, softly. A gay day and a holiday for us, apostrophe, said the cheerful voice of her sister Grace, kissing her in congratulation. Long looked forward to, dearest, and come at last. Apostrophe, she answered with a smile, a mournful smile, but full of sisterly affection. As she looked in her sister's face, and listened to the quiet music of her voice, picturing the happiness of this return, her own face glowed with hope and joy. And with a something else, a something shining more and more through all the rest of its expression, for which I have no name. It was not exultation, triumph, proud enthusiasm. They are not so calmly shown. It was not love and gratitude alone, though love and gratitude were part of it. It emanated from no sordid thought, for sordid thoughts do not light up the brow, and hover on the lips, and move the spirit like a fluttered light, until the sympathetic figure trembles. Dr. Jeddler, in spite of his system of philosophy which he was continually contradicting and denying in practice, but more famous philosophers have done that could not help, having as much interest in the return of his old ward and pupil, as if it had been a serious event. So he sat himself down in his easy chair again, stretched out his slippered feet once more upon the rug, read the letter over and over a great many times, and talked it over more times still. Ah! The day was, apostrophe said the doctor, looking at the fire, when you and he, Grace, used to trot about arm in arm, in his holiday time, like a couple of walking dolls. You remember? Apostrophe, I remember, apostrophe, she answered, with her pleasant laugh, and plying her needle busily. This day month, indeed. Apostrophe, apostrophe, mused the doctor. That hardly seems a 12-month ago. And where was my little Marion then? Apostrophe, never far from her sister, apostrophe, said Marion, cheerily, however. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.